He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. Welcome to this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Hour. Also, today's show is brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Well, it's windy out there today, and I'm having a little issue here with my aero. I'm glad you're all ears, Jimmy Rhodes. Cotton King's listening today, so everybody tune in if he's listening. Let's check out some temperatures. 68 degrees at Beaver, 67 at Woodward, 68 at Freedom. Speaking of Freedom, I'm going to be headed to Moreland, Oklahoma. Tonight, I am the speaker for their banquet tonight. It's going to be fun. I hope it's going to be fun. Anyway, or interesting. Let me back up. It's going to be interesting. How's that? Anyway, I'll be the guest speaking at the Moreland Future Farmers of America banquet tonight. So anyway, it'll be all good. Hollis, 64 degrees. Hobart, 66. And over here at Lahoma, 67 degrees. So anyway, made a quick trip to Kansas City last week and delivered 3 half-beefs up there to 1 half to my sister and brother-in-law, retired doctors. They won't eat anybody's beef but mine. And then they split it up with a couple of their neighbors and then a couple of friends of mine that I lived up there for almost 20 years. So I had some friends up there that wanted to try it. We were unloading that, and I didn't pay any attention when I loaded it up over there at 66 processing at Sayre, but they I was like, man, you got a lot of roast. And I got to looking, and he had all of his steaks cut 2 inches thick, every one of them. All of them were bone out, but he had them cut 2 inches thick. So anyway, I got a little feedback from them last night, and they were in love. It was all good there. So anyway, interesting trip up there and back. Looks like they're still burning parts of the Flint Hills over there. As you guys know, they burn that thing one side or the other or both sides every year. But what I did notice is there's already a lot of cattle out on the Flint Hills in those grass up there. So I did notice that. And a lot of fields look like they'd been burnt and getting ready for either soybeans or corn. And all right, interesting stuff going on up there. It's quite a bit greener up there than it is here, but that's a little different grass up there. But Kansas City, I was on the Kansas side. You know, they use fescue grass for their yards and stuff. Everything's green. Anyway, pretty interesting. I got back home Friday evening and started baling hay Saturday morning around 5. Really never did go into case, but they wasn't calling for any, so I went ahead and baled it up, and it turned out good. Got all that hauled out of there. But I did have an incident that I want to share with you guys on my tractor, if you didn't see it on Facebook already. So anyway, I have a 4960 John Deere tractor. Anyway, I didn't like 30 minutes being done. I thought, man, this tractor doesn't seem right. So I stopped, got out, and did a visual. Sure enough, the back tire about half down. So I pulled over by the house and fired the air compressor up and was airing it up, and I was thinking deer horn is what I had imagined, but it wasn't. I have a hairline crack in my wheel on the back there. And so anyway, and I got to looking and clean some other spots out. That wheel's pretty old, but anyway, it's got some more coming up. So no, I'm not gonna weld it to fix it. And there's too many other ones coming up. 4 or 5 other hairline fractures look like they're getting ready to split open. So if anybody's got a 18-4 42-inch wheel out there that'll fit on my deal, I'd be willing to buy a good used one from somebody. Anyway, 18-4 42-inch, it is the one. It's a real narrow rim on it. Not rim, but the got a flange on it, real narrow flange on it that fits on the casting of my rear wheel. If you got one, here's my phone number, 580-821-6646, or text it into the text line here, your number and stuff, 580-225-9697. I'd really, really, really appreciate it. I really need one. I found one. Wellington Tractor doesn't have one. Sturges don't have one. Abilene doesn't have one. I've called Mike's Tractor Parts over there in southeastern Kansas. They didn't have one, but they gave me a number of another place in Missouri, at Clinton, Missouri, and they've got one. But I'm just throwing it out there. Save me a trip or shipping from Clinton, Missouri, if somebody's got one. 18-4-42, and that's Jimmy O Tradio on my deal here. So anyway, if anybody's got one, I appreciate it. All right, let's see what's happening in the big world. Let's see what happened overnight. Lots of things going on this weekend. Wheat futures are way up. Anyway, wheat futures rose in overnight trading on concerns about dry weather in the U.S. and exports from Ukraine. Little or no rain has fallen in the U.S. Southern Plains in the past couple weeks, according to data from the National Weather Service. The precipitation page potentially curbing the winter wheat crop that's growing in the region. Also, I had a spy, a little update a while ago, said he's seen a harvest crew, the first one he's seen, headed south out of Sarah, going down 283 towards Vernon, Texas a while ago. So anyway, combine crews, man, it's here. It's already here. Winter wheat nationally last week rated 55% good or excellent, down 1% percentage point from the previous week. The Department of Agriculture said in a report, about 43% of the crop in Kansas, the biggest producer of winter varieties in the U.S., earned top ratings, down 6 points from the week before. The agency is scheduled to release its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. I'll give you an update on that. In Ukraine, planted area production and exports are all expected to drop from last year, according to the USDA. Total wheat area in the war-torn country is expected to fall 5% in the 24-25 marketing year. Production is forecast to drop almost 9%, and exports will plunge a whopping 27% year over year, the Ag Department said. Wheat futures for July delivery rose 6.5 cents to 573.25 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City futures overnight added 5 cents to 588. Corn futures were down 0.5 cents to 442.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 2.75 cents to $11.63 a bushel. Soy meal was down 340 a short ton to 339.80, and soy oil gained 0.36 cents to 45.3 cents a pound. Here we go. The number of cattle on feed at the start of the month rose 1% year over year, according to data from the USDA. Cattle and calves on feed for slaughter in the feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more rose to 11.8 million head in the week that ended April 1st. The agency said in a report, inventories included 7.27 million steers and calves, a 2% increase, and 4.56 million heifers and heifer calves, a 1% increase from the same point last year. March placements, meanwhile, plunged 12% to 1.75 million head. According to the USDA, net placements total 1.69 million head. Placements of cattle weighing less than 600 pounds total 330,000 head, and those weighing 600 to 699 pounds were reported at 260,000 head, 460,000 head, 700 to 799, 466,000 head weighing 800 to 899. about 170,000 head, weighing 900 to 999, were placed, as were 60,000 cattle and calves were weighing 1,000 pounds or more, according to the government. Marketing the fed cattle also dropped in March, falling, what was that, 14% year over year to 1.71 million head. Red flag warnings have been issued for most of the southern North Dakota, South Dakota, and parts of eastern Montana, according to the National Weather Service. In south central North Dakota, winds today will be sustained 25 to 35 with gusts up to 50. Humidity will be around 16%. In eastern Nebraska and much of Iowa, strong winds are expected today and tonight. In Iowa, winds will range 25 to 30 with gusts up to 45. See what the winds are doing here right now. Looks like nothing crazy for Oklahoma anyway. Anyway, we got up there at the May Ranch, they got 26 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 34. And here in Roger Mills County, or there in Roger Mills County, 20 mile an hour sustained with gusts up to 31. And pretty much same thing. If you drew a line along I-35 back out here, it's pretty windy. Well, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. And when we come back, I'll give you a weather update for an ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. And we'll see what the market's actually doing right now. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions will be selling 160 acres of good Washita County grassland, including wind turbine production of $11,000 per year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to Road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For more information on this auction, or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check all the details out at xitauctions.com. May the 7th, 1 p.m., auction conducted at Sentinel Activity Center, XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 12th. 650 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 380, brought 357.50, 5 at 405, brought 342, 4 at 426, brought 345, 3 at 505, brought 313, 4 at 553 brought 293, 17 at 624 brought 284, 8 at 773 brought 235.50, 3 head of heifers at 430 brought 278, 2 at 448 brought 290, 4 at 548 brought 248, 10 at 601 brought 246.50, 2 at 618 brought 232, 3 at 673 brought 220. Butcher cows were 50 to 148. Butcher bulls brought 76 to 185. Bred cows were 1225 to 3260. Pairs brought 2000 to 3225. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Sorry about that. I was answering a question. Anyway, welcome back. OCA hour. All right, got a couple things to talk to you about first, but first, let's check out some weather. Let's go with Wellington, Texas, since I was talking about Wellington Tractor down there a while ago. 64 degrees at Wellington, humidity's 46, dew point's 43. The winds are out of the south at 16 with wind gust up to 22. Peak wind gust today, 34. 1.90 inches of rain so far this month. No red flags, sub-freezing minutes. Got pretty chilly this morning at the house. I think I was down to 38. 8-inch soil temperature, 61 degrees. I was listening to that XIT auction there, that 160 acres that Aubrey is auctioning off down there by Rocky. And I was listening to it, and some reason I thought of the Cotton King, Jimmy Rhodes. It's got wind towers on it. So, Jimbo, if you need some more cotton ground and you're wanting to buy some more land, you'll have your own wind towers. How special will you be down there in that neighborhood? Anyway, sorry, I couldn't help that one. But anyway, let's see here. Let's check out what's going on in the markets as of right now, if I can find it. I'm sorry, I was gone 2 days, and I've unlearned myself how to do this show. Anyway, corn for May, 439 right now, up 5 1/4. July is 449, up 6 1/4. Soybeans for May, 1164, up 14 1/4. July is 1179, up 14. Soybean meal, May, 344.60, up 90. July, 344.90, up 170. Soybean oil for May, 45.33, up 95. Soybean oil for July, 45.95, up 101. Anyway, no, that ain't happening. Anyway, May, wheat, hard red winter wheat, 599, up 18 1/4, and July is 603, up 20 1/2. Cotton King, here you go. What's Cotton King? What is happening with the cotton? Come on, somebody tell me what's going on. May cotton, 79.45, up 76. July is 82.18, up 116. Man, I hadn't looked at this in a while, but sugardaddy.com over there at Delhi, his sugar not doing very good. May sugar, 1980, up 7.07 to be exact, cents. And anyway, he was selling last year at 25 cents a pound. So I don't know. All right, let's check out the oil for West Texas. May, 83.23, up 9 cents. Natural gas up a little bit. May, 178, up, whoop, it changed on me, up 3. And June, natural gas is over 2 finally at 205, up 6. Let's see here. Live cattle, April, 183.85, up 237. June, 178.37, up 270. August, 176.90, up 335. October, 180.25, up 350. Feeder cattle for April, 242.70, up 137. May is 245.77, up 377. August is 259.15, up 565, and September is 259.75, up 532. Lean hogs are up also. May, 96.92, up 70. June is 105, 70 up 87. July is 107, 70 up a buck 22. The Dow and the NASDAQ and the SP are all in the black today, so they're not looking too shabby on that deal. Let's see here. We'll go. All right. This report out of AgWeb. Goodbye, El Nino. Hello, La Nina. The big transition to La Nina is already underway, and we're feeling it here also. The lingering effects of El Nino are still being felt in the U.S. The deluge of rains that fell across the Mid-South, Southeast, and Eastern U.S. are a reminder of that. However, one agriculture meteorologist says as El Nino fades, La Nina is already knocking at the door, and it could bring dryness to the southern U.S. The biggest question is now timing. And if you guys notice, we wasn't 100% supposed to get rain this weekend, but it all went south of us. They even messed it up in the city. They said, yeah, we're going to get flooded, and all that rain ended up going south. So, man, the weather patterns is going crazy. Just last fall, 40% of the lower 48 states were experiencing some form of drought. Today, that number is cut in half thanks to impacts of El Nino. I feel like the transition to La Nina is already underway, says Brad Ripley, USDA meteorologist. The thing about that, that the impacts often are not felt for many months. Ripley says, just like the impacts of El Nino are still being felt 4 months after its peak, the claws of La Nina may not come until fall. Even if we made that transition into La Nina by, say, summertime, we're likely not to feel the impacts of La Nina until we get into the autumn of 2024, he says. So that's good news for the growing season. According to the NOAA, there's now a 60% chance that La Nina will develop between June and August. The NOAA, let's go NOAA, says they think by November 2024 to January 2025, there's an 85% chance a La Nina will be in effect. The tropical Pacific Ocean continues to trend towards the La Nina phase, coming out of the one of the strongest El Nino effects events on record since 1950. What could the transition mean for growing conditions in the U.S.? Eric Snodgrass, a science fellow and principal science from Nutrition Ag Solutions, says the transition to La Nina is so hard to predict because of something scientists call the spring forecast barrier. What we found is that our ability to predict, well, how El Nino is going to transition before you get through the month of May is pretty bad, Snodgrass says. Once we get into May and start to pay attention to those ocean temperature changes, we will be much better at predicting it, and a lot rides on that. Snodgrass looked back at history and he says, every time El Nino peaked at Christmas, then faded until it was eventually replaced by La Nina in summer. It created a drought scenario in the Cotton Belt. Some of those years it was over Texas, some of those years it was in the Delta, and some of those years it was in the Southeast. But if you kept drought down south, we tend to get ridge riding storms over the top into the Corn Belt. So the Cotton Belt gets the stress, and the Corn Belt tends to do better. While it's hard for Snodgrass to know what the summer will bring, he says there's one thing he's confident in. That's the temperature outlook. I do think one thing about this summer, and that I'm expecting warmer than average temperatures. Most of that coming warmer overnight lows, though, based on what I know now, and a lot of it is predicted to a collapse of the El Nino, or El Nino, to neutral conditions and eventually into the La Nina. Whether it's turns into a hot and dry summer or a much wetter forecast than some are anticipating, Snodgrass says he was burned by the weather prediction models last growing season, so he's skeptical to rely on those again. However, he does think the La Nina could open the door for very active hurricane season this year. Well, imagine that. Anyway, we need some runoff rain, and they keep saying that we're getting ready to get into a really storm after storm pattern with a lot of rain. We need some runoff. I got a pond over there here south of Elk that I'm going to have to either turn the windmill on and hope it works or start hauling water already. It's drying up fast. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales, list that connects consumers with OCA members marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, which is a really good one, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all those member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org, or you can call the Ghostbusters up there at Arnett. Lori Campbell, 580-273-5137. 580-273-5137. It's a really good organization to be a member of. Also coming up this weekend, are you guys ready? The Hober Stockyard Spring Special Replacement Sale, Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m., Highway 183, North Hobart. Lunch will be served. I'm just going to rattle off some of this stuff because I'm sure the list has got bigger, but this is what I got. 100 two-year-old Red Angus pears with calves 200 to 300 pounds on them. Cows have been exposed for 90 days, so they're more than likely bred back. 82-year-old Red Angus pears with calves on the side 60 to 90 days old. 100 3 to 4 year old Black Angus pears, calves 200 to 275. Some Charolais pears, some Hereford pears. So then they got 40 bred cows here. I'm not sure what they are, but they're 2 to 5 years old with 6-7 months bred. 80 open replacement heifers ready for breeding. And you know what time of the year it is? It's that time. 30 breeding age bulls tested for service. Red Angus, Charolais, Hereford, and Black Hereford, and Semi-Cross. Got any questions? Call Rex Fleming, Ken Russ, Dustin Glover, or just call the office down there at the Hobart Stockyards. And there's a big old ad in the Penny News that came out last Thursday. All right, let's go ahead and take a OCA break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317, or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
She walked down the aisle and she looked spectacular. As she said her vows, the man she loved looked at her like she was the center of his universe. She never felt more beautiful. And then life happened, and time does what it does. Lines and wrinkles covered up her youth. Years later, she so badly wanted to look in the mirror and get a glimpse of the young woman she was on her wedding night. So that's what we did. We helped her remove the lines and wrinkles that got in the way. We helped her get back some of what she lost. She knows she's not 26 anymore, but now when she looks in the mirror, she can see a face that looks a lot like it did when she said, "I do." I'm Dr. Jamie Cameron at Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics in Weatherford, and on Mondays at Liberty Dental in Carnegie. Our website is swdentalok.com, or just Google us. The way you used to look is just below the surface. We can help you get it back.
Don't miss Hobart Stockyard's special replacement sale Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. The sale is located at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. We'll be selling over 400 pairs, 2 to 4 years old, red and black Angus, 40 bred cows, 2 to 5 years old, 80 open replacement heifers ready for breeding, and 30 breeding age bulls tested for service. For more information, contact Ken Russ at 580-530-0192 or Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. That's Hobart Stockyard Spring Special Replacement Sale, Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. Lunch will be served. At Hobart Stockyards, we only sell the best. Be sure and check out our ad in the Penny News. Hope to see you there.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma, big town of Buffalo. 69 degrees, dew point's 42, humidity's at 38. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 23 with wind gusts up to 30. No rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 60 degrees. Fractional water, 1-day average, 10-inch, 0.8. Sunset at 8:19. Breezy at 79 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 54 and still breezy. Tomorrow, doesn't look like it's going to be too bad of a day. 78 degrees, southwest winds when you get up in the morning, but tomorrow afternoon, northeast winds coming on. Man, I got so much information from Jimmy Rhodes via text message in the last, just crazy. I had an article and I don't know where it went. There it is. All right. Anyway, if you guys know, we followed the Panhandle fires, wildfires in Texas and parts of Oklahoma very closely in the last month to 6 weeks. And anyway, so we're moving into the next stage of the Panhandle wildfire recovery. Before we get started, I want to make sure that we're pretty well done with our group hauling hay up there unless somebody calls. But I want a big shout out to a lot of people that helped us this year. Mary Beth and Ken Kilhoffer, Kilhoffer Construction, and the Prairie Fire down here, and Kilhoffer Cattle Company. Mary Beth and Ken supplied us the majority of our fuel and a lot more other people's fuel via fuel cards for delivering all this. And I want a big shout out to Mary Beth and Ken for helping us with that. And then TTS, some food and fuel also. Thank you very much. And then we got, I'm going to miss somebody, but anyway, Carver Farms helped us out. And then let's see here. Who else was trucking companies? Monster, Blake Wilson, Beck's. Oh, man, brain went dead. Oh, Easter. Brandon Easter helped us out a lot. And then I'm going to miss somebody. I know I'm going to miss somebody. My brain just went cloud nine. Anyway, a lot of people helped us this year with that deal. Hopefully, we don't have another one in the near future. But anyway, just people, they supported us. They're just kind of back there in the back, just handing us cards for fuel and stuff. But anyway, especially to Rod and Mary Beth and Ken and some other people that donate. And we got people donating hay that didn't want to be talked about. And so anyway, thank you so much for what you guys did. So here's some numbers on the wildlife recovery. Generosity from across the nation filled four Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service animal supply points since February the 28th in the wake of the Smokehouse Creek Fire, the Windy Deuce, and the Grapevine Creek wildfires, which burned, by the way, 1.2 million acres to become the largest wildfire in Texas history. AgriLife Extension has received $4.4 million in commodity donations, $2.85 million in hay, feed, and fencing supply as of April 10th. First, let me say we want to thank everyone for sending their donations to multiple supply points, said Curtis Preston, AgriLife Extension Disaster Assessment Recovery, DAR, North Region, Area Chief, Lubbock. That's a long title. It's almost impossible to put into words the amount of gratitude we have and that has been expressed by the ranchers and residents in the impacted area. The supply points are temporary operations to provide producers with hay and feed resources. They are designed to operate only a short time and not compete with local business outlets. We are now ready to taper off the receiving of the receiving end of supplies, he said. We know the overwhelming generosity of those from across the state and the nation will continue to flow in, and we will take them for the rest of this month. But at that point, the ranchers are not now able to be better determine the supplies they will need moving forward. Most of our ranchers have run out of space to store feed, so we will continue to serve them and allow them to come in and pick up feed as they need it. With that in mind, the animal supply points will continue to accept incoming donations, especially for fencing supplies, through May the 1st, and have set a distribution deadline for on or about June 1st. Within 48 hours of the fire, AgriLife Extension stood up four animal supply points across the region, mostly affected by the fire: Borger, Pampa, Miami, and Canadian. An additional human resources relief center was set up in Canadian. The impact of those wildfires was mitigated by quick response and continued efforts of AgriLife Extension and its DAR team. Let's see here. So here's some of the numbers for you guys. They have accepted 28,500 bales of hay and distributed 18,000 bales to ranchers so far. It ain't never going to happen, but what'd be really cool is to find out how many bales of hay was actually distributed, because there was a lot of hay brought from, like, us. We delivered four or five loads from our personal stash and donations down here, took it straight to the rancher. And we didn't go to the supply point. So it'd be, I bet that thing's cooking around 40, 50,000 bales maybe. Not sure. The sites also collected 2,200 tons of feed, of which 1,350 tons have already been distributed. Fence posts, almost 21,000 fence posts. Almost 15,000 have been distributed. 1,400 rolls of barbed wire. And about 900 of those have been distributed. And so, anyway, let's see here. We got some other stuff coming in. So, they still have the same locations if you guys want to donate money and donate fencing supplies. I'm going out there later this week to Canadian. So, I'll have more of what's going on as far as what the feds are doing, or what associations like the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and the Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen's Association. They had all those foundations set up to accept money and to buy fencing supplies. So I'll have a better idea on that, what's coming up later on in this week, to let you guys know. These are just numbers that these people know. So anyway, pretty interesting. Again, we appreciate all the people from Western Oklahoma for helping us pay for fuel. Like at the at Durham at the Hitchin Post, she had donations for fuel and stuff, and we would just go there and fill up. And Randy had the same thing going on at the grocery store in Shattuck. So anyway, this is a lot of good things come out of a bad thing. Does that make sense? Did I say that right? Anyway, a lot of really good people in the world. So anyway, let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Southwestern Oklahoma.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trailer cattle. We only sell the best at Hobart Stockyard.
Hobart Stockyards at 580-726-3306.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They'd love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities, in the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. And that means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Hour. out to Oklahoma. Here's your ag weather update. 67 degrees, dew points 42, humidity's 39. Winds are out of south southwest at 21 with wind gust up to 27. 22 hundredths of an inch has fallen in the last 10 days. But that was Saturday morning. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 62. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.7. Sunset 8:15. Today 73 and windy out of the south. Tonight still windy, still pretty breezy out of the south. 51 degrees for a low. And then tomorrow, 20% chance of thunderstorms. 85 degrees, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Well, you guys, if you ain't signed up, you can still get signed up, or you can just go pay when you get there. But anyway, the Texas A&M AgriLife Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. Guess what? It's tomorrow and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th. It's here. Anyway, a lot of things are going on, but anyway, it's easy to figure out how to get tickets or register for this deal on the agenda. Go to www.hemphillco for county, Texas, TX for Texas, how's that, beef.com, or call 806-323-9114. Tickets are $150 a person. Spouse tickets are available for $125. There's a lot going on there. So the Texas Beef Council chef, plus 3 beef males, a chuck wagon cook experience, 100 agribusiness vendors are going to be there, and lots of guest speakers, and President Trump's Kaylee Sinani, however you say that, is going to be one of the guest speakers there. She was the press conference or press secretary for President Trump. A lot has went on in her life since then, so very inspirational to get to listen to her. So anyway, let's check that out. I'm going to try to play this. I don't know if I got this set up right or not. You guys bear with me on this. See if I get this play. So you know the old thing out in the neighborhood. Oh my God, he's planting cotton. We got to plant. Hey, he's spraying weeds. We need to spray. He's fertilizing. We need to spray. Well, guess what? That's not always true. Let's see if I can get this to play, and I apologize if I don't. Okay, I was afraid that wasn't going to work. It's off YouTube. It didn't do very good. Anyway, I'll see if I can get it going tomorrow. So it's semi-comical, but it is serious. Just because your neighbor is planting peanuts, cotton, corn, it doesn't mean you're ready. Especially if you think about the different tillage programs you have with your neighbor. So it might not be the best thing anyway. Well, driving up to Kansas City brought back some old memories, and I seen this come off of Drover today, so I thought about talking about that. How many of you guys have been to the American Royal in Kansas City? I lived up there almost 20 years, and I went to it probably a dozen times. It's an experience, and I'm not talking about just the stock show, but the American Royal barbecue contest is very interesting. More about that here in just a minute. The American Royal Association is celebrating its prominent 125-year legacy of food and agriculture events and educational programs. This is good old days when the FFA was having their convention there. I still don't know why they moved that thing to Indianapolis. Anyway, educational programs in 2024 as a destination for thousands each year. The American Royal has grown from the National Hereford Show, a sale of purebred cattle that began in 1899, to a robust organization hosting multiple events and programs year-round and offering scholarships, education, and competition opportunities for youth and adults worldwide. Annually, the American Royal hosts the world's largest barbecue competition. Man, and that is it. It's called the World Series of Barbecue. It has a PRCA sanctioned rodeo, multiple species national livestock shows, multiple equine, and other education-focused events and programs. Its mission is to be the nation's leader for food and agriculture education, events, and engagement. All right, I'm going to tell you something about this barbecue contest. These suckers are serious. Now, I mean, most of them are. Not all of them. But anyway, they set up those deals outside. They put hay bales, square bales, little bales of hay, straw mainly. And I'm surprised nobody burnt down. But anyway, with the barbecue going on. But they set these up in squares. You rent this spot. My buddy was in that thing all the time, and I went up there and stayed with him. He'd have a band there, and he had the best rub for ribs. And I didn't want to say pork ribs, but their baby back. He had the best ribs, and everybody's got their little thing about how to do this and do that. But a very good competition, serious. They're tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars in those things up there. And of course, the American Royal Stock Show is always a favorite of people nationwide to go through. I think, who was it? Was it my sidekick, Jancy Ripto? She had a champion up there with her hog here 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whenever it was. Anyway, this is a cool place. If you guys get a chance to go up to Kansas City and go to the American Royal Barbecue Contest, or they got one that's in Lenexa. Two of the three main barbecue contests in the United States are held in Kansas City. So, anyway, it's pretty good stuff. So, get after it. Okay, let's see. We haven't talked about this in a few days. The USDA said cows shed the virus in milk at high concentrations, so anything that comes in contact with unpasteurized milk may spread the disease. I think they've got away from most of them had been older cattle, but now they're saying it will do in the younger cattle. I think there's a lot of learning going on here. The USDA said that this week, cow-to-cow transmission is a factor in spread of the bird flu in dairy herds, but it still does not know exactly how the virus is being moved around. Farmers and veterinarians have been waiting for confirmation on how the virus is transmitted to better control its spread. Dairy herds in 8 states tested positive over the last month, along with one dairy worker in Texas that drank unpasteurized milk. Good for him. That's how he got it. But he just got pink eye out of the deal. Those of us that have worked with the flu for a long time were fairly quickly saying, yep, it moves cow to cow. Jim Lowe, an associate dean of the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine, said on Friday, you can't explain it any other way. Wild birds are believed to be the original source of the virus, but the USDA said its investigation into cow infections includes some cases where the virus spread was associated with cattle movement between herds. There's also evidence the virus spread from dairy herd or dairy cattle premises back to nearby chicken farms through an unknown route. Wonder how that happened. The USDA said cows shed the virus in milk at high concentrations, so anything that comes in contact with unpasteurized milk may spread the disease. Respiratory transmission is not considered a primary way for the virus to spread in cattle, the USDA said. Despite uncertainty over transmission, the USDA has now imposed quarantines to restrict the movement of cattle around infected dairies as it does with chickens and turkeys around infected poultry farms. How about that? Infected cattle appear to recover, while bird flu is usually lethal for the chickens and the turkeys and the ducks. The USDA said it expects that minimizing cattle movement and testing those that must be shipped, along with safety and cleaning practices on farm, should avoid the need for restrictions. There we go. Sounds like it's all kind of voluntary right now. Anyway, there's people all over the United States gone very, very restrictive on coming and going off dairy farms, washing tires on their trucks, and all kinds of stuff going on. And I don't blame them. It's your lifeblood. I did make a farming decision. I was telling Aaron a while ago, Jimmy's going to grow some strawberries next year. I've decided that. Just to let you guys know, I'm going to be in the strawberry business. Big strawberry business, not a couple of them. Anyway, cool stuff. Garden's going well. Water makes life easier than a fire truck. So anyway, you guys, we'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Have a great day. God bless.
The red, white, and blue flapping in the wind. That's what country sounds like.